Coming up in an hour, Kirk Franklin will be our special guest. But right now, Steve, it is time for your favorite segment, Ask Steve. Here's an email from Steve Harvey FM. It says, Mr.
Now,
Harvey.
Let me ask you something. Is this just one question again?
Yeah, it's a.
What happened to the other questions?
We'll ask you more, depending on time.
Yeah, we had.
Well, I always got some questions.
Yeah,
we got questions, but this one's from a listener, and then we can chime in if you like.
Yeah, you want to hear from our listeners. Oh. Yeah, and this one's a good one. Mr. Harvey, I need your advice. I'm 23 years old, and so is my best friend. We've been best friends since we were 2 years old, and we talk almost every day. Her birthday was a week ago, and I posted a picture of the two of us and included a nice long caption about how much I love her and value our friendship. She liked the post, but didn't comment on it. We don't live in the same city, so I called her the next day to see how her birthday was. She didn't answer. She texted me instead and said that her real friends called her and didn't just post happy birthday on Instagram. I thought I was doing a great thing by showing everyone how special our friendship is. She won't talk to me now. Was I wrong? Is this bad social media etiquette?
Well, I don't know social media etiquette myself per se. Obviously, she would have preferred a phone call versus posting. She said she's 23 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're both.
That's
23.
How they do.
Yeah,
they post everything.
Yep.
But a phone call would have been nice. Mm-hmm. She's not talking to you. I think that we've gotten so accustomed to this social media thing that we think it replaces conversation.
Yep.
And it doesn't.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
And it's destroying social skills with these young people. They don't talk to each other anymore. They don't interact.
Nothing.
Yeah, they don't interact.
I just think that it's, you know, that's why it's such a, the divorce rate is what it is, I think, people are not divorce rate, but people are not in sustainable relationships anymore because they don't do sustainable things
mm-hmm.
to maintain a relationship. They just don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you text, you Tinder, you swipe right, you swipe left. Easy come, easy go. If you get it easy, you'll let it go easy. If it's hard to get, it's harder to let go.
And then when they're together, they're texting. When they're together, they're texting and on their phones. They're not talking. They're not communicating.
So how are you going to sit right next to somebody and text them?
They do it all the time. They do it all the time.
Especially Tasha's generation. These young kids, they do play dates and then they sit next to each other.
Yeah.
And they on the phone and that's their play dates. But they want to be with
but
each
I'm
other.
Right
they
here.
Don't talk to each other. That, I don't understand.
And right the millennials here. Too. Millennials too. That's all they do. They mm-hmm. text. They have no social skills. They don't know how to interact with one another.
This is crazy.
Unless it's on their phone or their computer or something.
Yeah. Any other questions? Anybody?
Well, Steve, you're done.
Got enough of that. Well, yeah.
Well, I think her heart was in the right place as a best friend. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, what is going on with this election process here? I mean, you've said this a number of times on this show, but it's starting to get kind of serious now. I mean, they're going to have to, the Democrats I'm talking about, uh-huh. if they
we
really want
to. We got too many damn people
running. Yeah, it's 23.
It's 23.
Yeah.
Just look, just get the four that's got a chance. I can tell you who they are. It's four that has a chance. It's not six or eight. It's four of them that has a real chance. Biden is whooping everybody by a landslide. Mm. So we know we're going to have Biden. You're going to have Kamala Harris. You're probably going to either have Beto O'Rourke or the other dude with the strange name.
Pete Buttigieg.
Bernie is dying in the ratings.
Because
his polling numbers are going back. Look,
socialism.
Man, because they're not letting you have all that free medical. Because doctors make money. Hospitals make money.
Yep.
Rich people make money off medicine. You finna get all this free.
But they need to concentrate, don't you think, on winning the election?
They need to put the four people up front that's got a shot. That's Biden, Kamala. Listen to me. Stop this here. Elizabeth Warren not finna be president. Y'all quit talking about this.
Who is all these people?
They not finna let right here.
23 people.
This other dude, he not finna be. Stop. Hey, I like the dude. I like Cory Booker a lot. They not finna let him be president.
Is there another brother in there? He's the only one.
Another brother.
Yeah.
No. It might be, but yeah, he don't.
No.
Anyway, he's not fit to be president.
It's Cory Booker.
It's so many. We don't even know who they all are.
Yeah, it's
you
so
don't even
many.
Know who they
it's
are.
So many. It really
listen
is.
To me. If they picture come up on screen and you can't say one of their names, mm-hmm. you can't be president.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Klobuchar mm-hmm. still in it?
Right there.
Amy.
Ain't nobody
Amy,
gonna yeah. say that.
Klobuchar. I think she's still
Klobuchar. Right. Ain't nobody finna say that.
President Klobuchar.
Just said it.
Ain't nobody finna get in here and vote for nobody named Klobuchar. We got to go in here and read this name.
Buttigieg.
That sound Russian. Now, we already accused them of stealing the election. Now, they going to put somebody in.
President.
Ain't nobody finna put Klobuchar in.
Okay, big dog.
Yeah.
Give me the two people that should run together.
Kamala and Biden.
Oh, that's good.
That's the team that will win the presidency.
That's okay.
I see that.
All right.
Yeah.
You think they
that.
Could take it from Trump, Steve?
Snatch his ass right up out of here.
Okay.
Trump and Pence.
Yeah.
Trump and Pence, Kamala and Biden. Come on, man.
That's the ticket.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like
that's
that.
The ticket. That. There's right. nothing else.
I think
you
got to
have somebody to energize it, and they would energize the ticket. Stop playing.
All right.
That's how you energize the ticket. But they're going to mm-hmm. beat each other all up in the primaries.
Yeah.
Who ain't this
yeah.
and who ain't that? And then they're going to have some differences. And then when it's time to pick a running mate, he's going to go find somebody else.
Yeah.
It's going to be Biden, man. He's too far ahead in the polls. It's going to be Biden, and he should pick Kamala.
All right, coming up next. Thank you, Steve. Coming up next, run that prank back with the nephew right after this.